Okay, let's learn over here. In this week's Parashat Tzav topic, we're going to start very soon, by the way, Pesach and Yonim, very, very soon. Maybe tomorrow we'll already start Pesach and Yonim. But for today, I want to learn something from the Parasha. Parasha, we learned about the inauguration of the Mishkan. Rashi tells us very clearly that what it says over here, much of what it says in Parashas Tzav, we already learned back in Parashas Titzaveh. In Parashas Titzaveh, there are two very long, very complex aliyos. In Parashas Titzaveh, the fourth and fifth aliyah, where it describes the set of korbanos that were offered to inaugurate the Mishkan, the par, the two elim, the sal hamatzos, and the dressing of the kohanim, the shemen hamishcha, and the entire process of inaugurating the Kohanim into the service and the inauguration of the Mishkan itself. That was the tzivui, the command, was given in Parashas Titzaveh. And here in Parashas Tzav, we are watching it unfold in real time as it is actually being done. And Rashi, in fact, apologizes and says, Parashas Tzav, I'm going to go light on my commentary, because basically everything that it says, much of what it says in this parasha, at least that section, I have already explained at length in Parashas Titzaveh. Okay, that's the Hagdam. Now, what does it say? It says that Moshe would dress Aaron. He dressed, put on his clothing. Okay, it doesn't say, we learn, doesn't say anywhere that Aaron put on the michmasayim, the pants. Moshe put on every garment, except for the michmasayim, the underwear, the undergarment. That does not say Moshe put on. Aaron did that himself. Tznius, fun. Then it goes on to say that Moshe put on the kesoines, the tunic. Moshe put on the belt. Moshe put on Aaron his hat. Moshe then dressed. Moshe was like the butler. The valet? Who dresses the king? What is he called?
A dresser?
Prince Charles has a person that Mamish dresses him. Prince Charles doesn't get dressed in the morning. I'm not joking. Someone has a servant that dresses him.
King Charles.
He has an aide de shirt.
Someone brushes his teeth.
There are the aides who are honored.
Someone brushes his teeth.
Someone brushes his teeth. It's unbelievable.
An electric brush.
Who would want such a thing? Someone brushes his teeth. Someone puts on his pants. Someone puts on his hat. Would you believe it? Everything doesn't do a thing. What do you do the whole day then? Can't even put on your own pants?
Collect taxes?
There was a video not that long ago. It went viral. A video where he was signing some documents in a very nasty way. Tell the servant, like, you garbage. Horrible, horrible. Terrible, ugly midas. Ugh. Fu. Ufnei Haman, what does it say? Chafui. Chafui. Chafu. Oh, disgusting. The video involved of how he treats his servants like garbage. Mamish like garbage. In any event, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the Gadol Hador, the one that went to Shemayim for 120 days, Lechem Lechalti Mayim Lo Yishasisi, he served as the valet, as the butler, as the servant of Aaron HaKohen. Unbelievable. And he put on every garment. He put on the michnas, the kesoines, except for the pants. The michnasayim, the avnet, then comes the hat, and then he put on the mi'il, and the ephod, with the choshen, and the tzitz. In the process of learning about this, the pasuk, the same similar pasuk appears in the parashas Titzaveh. Maybe in Vayakhel. I'm not even remembering. I'm getting confused. But we only need to focus on the pasuk over here. And it says a very difficult expression, which I really believe, after studying this, is mamish relevant to halach. And that is the belt. Wearing the belt. Now let me explain very slowly and carefully. There's a lot of chidushim over here in what it says. And what is the halacha? And I really believe there is a parallel to the story of Aaron HaKohen to what is the practical halacha regarding wearing a belt when you daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. And there are many minhagim we know. We know that Hasidim those who daven nusach svard, many of them have a custom to put on a gartel, and many do not. Many people don't put on a special gartel. They rely upon their own belt that they're wearing to keep their pants up. And if you don't wear a belt, so some will tell you that they rely upon the elastic of their undergarments. Or some will tell you, let's say you don't have elastic around your undergarments, some will tell you, who needs a belt? You don't need a belt altogether. Okay, so let's discuss all this. Let's discuss this one thing at a time. First is the pasuk. Shlishi, we learned from Ravi. Let me find. Here we go. The pasuk says, Vayitein olav es hakutoines. Moshe put upon Aaron the kutoines, which means the tunic, which is basically a garment which goes from the shoulders all the way down to the floor. He put on the tunic. And then it says, Vayachgor oisoi bo avnet. He girded his belt. Moshe, the belt was very long. Okay, the belt was like 30 amas, 32 amas, it says somewhere, different opinions. You had to wrap it around many, many times. It wasn't like a belt you buy in Amazon. You just put it on. The belt was a very long piece of material, which you had to wrap around, many, many times. And the words are Vayachgor. He girded oisoi bo avnet. Then it says, Vayalbesh oisoi es hami'il. He dressed him in the mi'il, that's the blue, the tcheles, kulu tcheles. Vayitin alav eso ephod. He then put on top of the mi'il the ephod, that's like the vest, which has attached to it the avne shoyam and the choshen. And then it says, Vayachgor oso, he girded, the word, same exact word as what it says by the avnet. Becheshev, the band of ho-ephod. And now come the three big words. Vayepod lo bo. So let's first explain. The ephod was basically a vest. It was a vest. What is a vest? A vest is a garment that primarily covers the back of your body and is open in the front. That's what a vest really is. It's a Arya Kaplan. He has a whole bunch of, you know, we're brainwashed. We're totally brainwashed. When we look in the art scroll, we see a picture of what the ephod is. It's 100% correct. That's what it says in Rashi, and L'chayru, that's everything is. But there are many other Rishonim that discuss the same issues, and they have very different opinions as what the ephod looked like. Rav Arya Kaplan has a collection of pictures of what the ephod looks like. One of them I find the most interesting is, it's a cape. A cape. Like, you know, Lahavdil Elif Alfi Avdalis, Superman, right? He wears a cape. Ridiculous. What's this Meshagas? Wear a cape? You wear a cape around your shoulders? A cape. That's what the ephod was. It was a cape. And what is a cape? The Rishonim say it is basically a garment that is meant to cover only the back of your body, not the front. The back of your body is covered and the front is exposed. The front, you saw the me'il. And the back was covered with this thing called the ephod. But attached to the ephod was the choshen. The ephod, and the choshen was attached to his shoulder pieces, which had the ephod, which had the avnei shoyam, and it went down to support the top of the choshen, and the bottom of the choshen was fastened tightly to the ephod, which was the back of the body. But that's not enough. The ephod was also fastened to the body with what is called a cheshev. What is a cheshev? A band. It was not part of the actual ephod. It was attached to the ephod. It's basically a gartel. It's basically like you have a kittel. It comes with a little gartel. It was a band that was stitched, a piece of material made out of the same material as the ephod. And it was woven in all the different colors. Tchelis, Argamon, was shatnez pretty much. And it was stitched to, connected to the ephod, and in the front of the body, it was tied. So it turns out, really, the Kohen Gadol wore two belts. He wore the avnet, And he wore, the second belt that fastened him was the Cheshev Ha'efod. That's what it says in this one pasuk. Two belts. Vayitein alav es hakutoynes. Vayachgor oisoy bo avmet. He was girded with a belt. And then it says, Vayalbeish oisoy esami'il. Vayitein alav es ha'efod. And how did the ephod stay fastened to the person, to the kohen's body? How did it stay fastened? Well, it says, Vayachgor oisoy b'cheshev ha'efod. The same word. It was girded to his body with the band, which is basically the belt, of the ephod. And then there are three more words that say, Vayepod loy bo. If it did not say these three words, I don't think anyone would lose sleep. These three words, they stand out like, wait a minute, someone forgot to edit the pasuk before they went to print. You don't need these words. They put upon him the ephod. The ephod was fastened with the belt. Don't come yeshivish into the Beis HaMikdash. You know, put on your jacket, don't wrap around your arms. You put on the ephod, and it was tied. You close the button. What's these words? Vayepod lo bo. What is the word vayepod? It seems the word vayepod is the same shirish as the word ha'ephod, lo. Who is the lo? Rabbi Lezer, we learned this yesterday. Lo is meaning aroin. Bo, with it. What is it? Is it mean with the band, with the belt? Is it mean the ephod? What's going on? Hold it for 1 second.
The highest strap around the chest, not around the...
Where is it? So you have to go look at the book. Everything is subject to interpretation.
Right.
There's someone from Cleveland who put out a phenomenal, phenomenal sefer on all the kalim of the Mikdash. 20 years later, he put out the second volume on... recently, like 2-3 years ago, on the Big Day Kahuna. And he goes through everything, all of the Rishonim, with illustrations that are unbelievable. And it's a real eye-opener that when you look at what we've been taught, what we've been taught is gold. But, you know, you get older, more mature, there's a whole world out there of different things. The next pasuk says, Vayosim alav es achoshen, Vayitin el ha'choshen es ha'urim v'es ha'tumim, Vayosem es ha'mitznef es ha'rosho. Okay, so the choshen went on top. Where was it tied? It's a little bit of a mystery of how it was tied. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, what did he do? Rashi, zeh hadavar, in fact, there is no Rashi. Rashi, silence. His silence is deafening. Targum says, Vayepod lo bo, pasik zayin. Pasik zayin. Keva albeish yose yosmilo, vihavelo yos e fodo. And for the word vayachgor, he says, vizorez. Vizorez. Viz, the same exact word that he used for the avnet, he girded yosei behem yan, the belt. Okay, so he makes it very clear that it's called a belt. What does he call the avnet? The avnet back, the same pasuk zayin, he uses it, behem, it's the targum, he uses the same exact word to describe the avnet and to describe the cheshev. We always do this. We learn unkelis. We always know that the Hebrew language is a very, very small language. One of the smallest languages in the world. Lashon HaKodesh. The number of words in the complete vocabulary, lexicon, is very, very small. And yet, you know what the Targum does? He makes it even smaller. He takes many words that are synonyms and he translates it with the same word. Case in point, there are two different belts. There's a belt called an avnet and there's a belt called a cheshev. They're two different words. And yet the Targum translates both of these words, the Avnet and the Cheshev, with the same exact word, the Hem Yo-No, which in Aramaic means a belt. Always does this. He takes the smallest language in the world and makes it even smaller by taking synonyms and giving you the same translation for both words.
I thought there were no synonyms in Lashon Kodesh. Two words are exactly the same. And I think the reason he does that is because there may be no word like that in Aramaic that describes the differences between.
But he can make up. He can. He does. He's very talented, Uncles. He can embellish it different ways. Okay, in a chanami, there are different ways to look at it. But these two words are pretty much the same concept. But they're different words. There's an avnate, and there is the cheshev of the eifel. They're both serving the same function to a degree. They're both being wrapped around the body to secure, to fasten the garments. Or the avnate certainly it tightens the kesoines. And the cheshev is fastening the cheshen, the eifel to the kohen's body. And there are two different words, two different types of belts. One is an avi, one is a cheshev, and he has the same exact word for both of them, the hem yono. And the way that we described it being fastened is of the same word, zores. Now, what about the next words? Vayepod lo bo. So here Targum says a very interesting translation for the word vayepod. He says, v'askein lei bei. Askein, what is the word askein? Like tikkun, to fix, to perfect, to establish, to be misakein, to establish something, to fix something, to perfect something. I don't have a good translation for the word misakein. But that's the word that he uses. He uses the word is tikkun. Who was he misakin? Lo, l'chor means aroin, bay with it. With fastening, by fastening this belt, aroin has now been fixed up and ready to go with it. Very, very abstract. Now, it's so abstract, I don't have it here in front of me. I think in the Mikros Gedolos, the sefer that we used to learn Targum, we call the Ma'at Tzadi. He loves, this is what he does. And he writes right away, cites for you what the Ibn Ezra says, and what the Radak says. And he has a whole long list of other Rishonim, and they don't say what the Targum says. Usually, we look at Rashi, we like to see Rashi, Rachlekes, Rashi, and Uncles. Many of them say that the taich of the word vayepod means to tie, miloshoin kishira. Okay, I don't know. This is what the Ibn Ezra says. The Radak says it means to tie. So now, the question, and the other very big issue is, so you're by tying it, then you're basically fastening. You're fastening the ephod on the body of the Kohen God. Okay, now let's acknowledge that this whole expression over here appears to be a little bit redundant. It tells us, Vayachar oisai ba'avnet, Vayalbesh oisai asami'il, Vayidin laves ha'ephod, Vayachar oisai b'cheshev ha'ephod, Vayepod lo bo really seems out of place. It doesn't say that when he put on the belt, the avnet, oh, now he's good. When he put on the mi'il, oh, now the mi'il has been established upon him. When he puts on the tzitz, oh, now the tzitz has been established. The only one that the pasuk confirms, there's like almost like a confirmation that this garment is now secure on the body of the Kohen Gadol is only the cheshev ha'efod. It is like a confirmation. Oh, vayachar oisai b'cheshev ha'efod. Oh. Vayepod lo bo. Why don't you say the same thing when you put on the kesoines? Vayitin loves ha kutoines. Oh, and the kesoines is now fastened upon him. Vayachar oisai bo avnet. Oh, now the avnet is fastened upon him. He puts on the mi'il is now put upon him. Only when it comes to the ephod, he ties up the strap. Oh, Vayepod lobo. Why?
Now it's finalized.
What do you find? We're not done yet. We're not done yet. There's more. Vayosem alov esachoshen. Vayitein elachoshen esaudu diesatumim. It doesn't tell us, oh, now he's all ready to go. Vayosem esamitznef esal roshoy. It doesn't say that, oh, and now the mitznefes is fastened upon him. There are eight garments being put on his body. One he did himself. Moshe puts on the other seven garments. And the only garment which the Pasuk tells us, it confirms, it has been properly affixed, fastened, and has been dressed perfectly with this garment. The only one that we take note of, is the ephod. My high. Okay. So now, let's put that aside for one moment. Let's talk about the halacha of wearing a belt.
Isn't that the last garment that covers his body?
No, that's not the order. The order is after he puts on the ephod, he first puts on the choshen. The choshen is called a garment. Even the tzitz is called a garment.
But they don't cover his body. They have other things that are either already covered or his head.
He puts on the choshen. I don't know if it's a matter of covering his body. He has many, many layers on him. The kesoines, the mi'il, now the ephod, vayepod lo bo. Also, the word vayepod is going on the ephod. The word, it's the same word as the ephod. Vayepod lo bo.
It's strapped on there, not as like a belt.
Something. Why do we need the, if the pasuk would not say these three words, no one would even know. Just like it doesn't confirm, the other garments have been affixed to this body, there's no need to mention this. So let's hold off for one second.
It just dangles there, you know.
It says vayachkor oisoy b'cheshef o'efod. It says vayachkor. The Targum says he girded him zorez with the hemnoya, with the belt of the ephod. What else does it mean? It means he put on the ephod. It's dangling. There's a belt. You take the belt and you fasten the belt. Of course, vayepod lobo. Something over here is missing. All right, let's see. I don't have a good answer. Let's see. Let's learn the halacha. There's a halacha that a person is supposed to wear a belt when he davens. Where does it come from? Why is there a halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is brought down that you're supposed to wear a belt when you daven, when you daven. Where does it come from? So it's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The whole halacha is only brought down incidentally. There's no halacha that says, okay, you have to put on a belt. Davening for the Amud, you don't go to the Amud without a garatel. Where does it say that? What does it say? Show me the Gemara. Show me the Makar. Chapter. I want to see chapter and verse where it says you don't go to the Amud without a garatel. Chapter and verse, please. Nowhere. Nowhere in the Gemara does it say it directly. It only is taught indirectly. What's the Maisa? The Gemara talks about davening. The Gemara talks about you're eating a delicious meal. Mincha! It's now Zman Mincha. Okay, it's now 1:30, 1:40. I'm in the middle of the meal. Mincha Gedoyla. Are you mechuyev now in the middle of Mincha, middle of the meal, to stop eating, to get up and go daven Mincha, and when you come back, and then you will resume your meal? So the Gemara says as follows. Here's the Gemara. The words of the Gemara are Leiku. Okay, I'll read you the whole paragraph, and then the Gemara he quotes it word for word. The Gemara he named Makar Din. This is from Rabbi Gottlieb, Harav Gottlieb. Hine Makar Din Hachagudu Hu Midir Gemara B'Shabbes the Mavur Sham Shachisa Darkam Lahatir. It was the day when you sit down to eat, you loosen your belt. Anyone does that today?
Yeah.
No one does it today. You do that today?
They were Thanksgiving pants.
Thanksgiving? There's such a thing? There's such a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, before you eat a meal, you open your belt? I'm not familiar with this. What? That's not what it says. Hani Babloy, I'm sure they stand for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand for a Talmud Chacham. Let's see. The rule is, if you have already opened your belt then you're not mechuyev to stop your meal and daven mincha. As long as there'll be, you could hope there'll be enough time when you finish eating to daven mincha before the zman. Lo hitrichu lachkor oisoy shes. We're not matriach you to get up and to tie your belt and daven mincha. Kedei lispal mincha. Now here comes the Gemara. Frech the Gemara. What's the big deal? You opened your belt, so keep the belt off. Go to shul or daven at your dining room table. Leku hachi v'litzle. Stand in your place. Get up. Don't tie the belt. Keep the belt off. Keep the belt loosened and daven without a belt. Who cares? What difference does it make? The belt is the whole determining factor. If you have to have a mincha, the Gemara says, no. You have to put the belt on. You know why? Hikoin likras Elokecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself. Before you come in the presence of the God of the Jewish people. Rashi comments on this pasuk. Hisno'e lifonov. When you daven before the Ribbono Shel Olam, beautify yourself before the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't just walk into a Shmona Esrei and it's disheveled. You have to beautify. Hikoin, there's a pasuk, Hikoin likras Elokecha Yisrael, to beautify yourself, do an act, do a maisa. Incredible chiddush. You take this Gemara to its extreme. There is an act. Part of davening is before you daven, you do a maise to your clothing, to your body, to beautify yourself as a preparation to enter into the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. According to Rashi, it comes out the only reason why you wear a belt when you daven Shmona Esrei is a din of beautification before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Other Rishonim tell us an entirely different reason. The reason is because She'ein Liboy Roya Esra Erva. There has to be a separation between the Erva and the heart. And where does this come from? This comes from Tosfos. Tosfos there in Masechta Shabbos. Because of the lashon, to gird your loins, kisha mispalel, vitri, which really is Rashi, mefarsh the time to be in ezor shelo yehei, steering Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara says because of hikoin hisno elifonov, and according to the machzav vitri, which lachor is Rashi, Rashi is talmidim, and Tosfos says this. It's Shelo Yehei Liboy Roye Es Ho'erva. There's a halacha. Where does this halacha come from? I don't know where this halacha comes from. It's not a deraisa, obviously. Chazal do not want that your heart and the erva should be contiguous. There has to be. Has two belts. That's what we're getting to. I don't know what in the world this means. Davka lohen shelo hayu lohem michnosayim lechein hayu tzlichim laezor b'shas hatfila. Aval lididon, this is Tosfos says. Lididon, this is a quotation from Tosfos. Sheyesh lanu avneid shel michnosayim. That's what it means. An avneid shel michnosayim in anu tzlichim laezor ad kan l'shoinoi. Harei sheskimu ledivrei hamachzav vitrit she'ein atam mishum yipui habagodim. Now this is something also very interesting, that when it says hisno'el lefanov, what does that mean, hisno'el lefanov? Is the belt the beautification of the garments, or is the belt the beautification of the person? Kummerbund. Okay, you ever go see these very fancy tuxedos? Okay, kummerbunds. What is the kummerbund? Is the kummerbund a beautification of the garments, or it itself is the beautification of the person? What? I can't hear. It hides the belt? That's the purpose? I don't know how all this works. It enhances the garments. It's a yipui begodim, or is it a garment in and of itself to beautify the person. They keep around. Rashi says the words. We leave a lot of learning out of time. We leave a lot of dilemmas here. Rashi says hisnoe lifanov. The whole maisek, the whole sugya of a belt, is only learned incidentally from a story where a person is eating food, and does he have to stop in the middle of his meal to daven mincha? And the rule is, well, it depends. If he opened up his belt, you don't. If you didn't open up your belt, then first daven mincha. Oh, big deal. So you opened your belt. Do daven mincha with your belt opened, with no belt. No. He koin likras elokecho Yisrael. What does that pasuk teach you? Rashi says, one thing only. Hisnoe lifanof. What does that mean? Does that mean the belt is the beautification of a person? When your person is wearing a belt, it means I'm ready to go. You know, like Eliyahu, the Azor, gird your loins. When you wear a belt, it makes an impression. I'm a soldier. I'm ready to go. I'm here for battle. Hineni. Is that the pshat? Is that the hisno lefanov? Or is the hisno lefanov means you wear nice clothing? And the beautification of clothing is the belt. Is that really true? I'm making up things now. How do you look at a belt? I'm sure over time, you know, today the belt is not a big thing anymore today. It used to be, look at the old pictures, a belt. The whole style of the garment was in the belt. These elaborate, massive, wide belts, colorful. It's a whole spiel.
When was the last time you bought a belt? Now it's all in the buckle.
A week ago. 2 weeks ago, right here, $12.95. Amazon. I got a good belt. I like this belt. A good belt. Okay, a belt, it used to be back in the day, a belt was a big deal. Question, when Rashi says hisnoe lifanov, the belt is a sign of beautification. Does that mean it's the beautification of the person? It creates a certain image of a person who is serious and is diligent and is ready to go to work? Or does it mean, oh, it's so late, we have to stop? Or is it the belt is the beautification of the garments? Other Rishonim disagree, and they say, what? I'm going to show you that after me. The other Rishonim say the purpose of the belt is, nah, ein liboy roya es ha'erva. And that's it. And Mimela, today, you have an elastic on the undergarments, so you have a belt, you're wearing the belt, so you automatically, anyways, forever, there's no need to do anything extra to be hisnoe lifanov. It would appear, after anything said, there's a lot more of you, but we're out of time, unfortunately, but basically, and then, you know, there's another tremendous chishabin, Yeruchim, everyone calls Yeruchim, the Mishnah Berurah, is that if you don't wear a belt the whole day, there's no need to wear a belt for davening. It's only the time of the Gemara when they wore a belt the whole day, so then it's a bizoyin if you're not going to wear a belt when you daven to Hashem. But if you anyway don't wear a belt the whole day, so then there's no need to wear a belt.
From all of this logic, from backwards and forwards, if you're not wearing your belt while you're eating, you don't have. But if you're wearing it, you can go daven. So, but that doesn't mean you have to put on another belt.
Oh, so I want to tell you over here, we're out of time, I want to tell you over here, the side is, there are three mahalchim. Either you don't wear a belt altogether, zero, because today no one wears a belt. Today you don't need to wear a belt altogether. People don't wear belts today. Not everyone. So you don't need to wear a belt. If you don't wear a belt the whole day, there's no need to wear a belt. Or you have to wear a belt in Libo or Yesa Erva. Or you have to wear a belt to beautify yourself. Lamay Nafkamina, two belts. Two belts. One belt, She'ein Levi Rayesa Erva. The second belt, he coined Likras Lokecha Yisrael. Koyein Godol. Koying, how many belts did he wear?
One.
Two. Where have you been, Mayor? Two belts. The Avnate. Why do you wear the Avnate? Ein liboy royesa erva. And then what does it say next? It says, Vayachi wore the ephod. Vayach koroisoi becheshev o ephod. What do I need this belt for?
But it's a part of uniform.
Vayepoid, oh. This is not a belt. Just ainly, I did it right. This belt is for beautification. He's misakin, targum misakin. The belt of the Yachar was a beautification. He coined likras elokecha Yisrael. There are two belts. There's the belt you wear to keep your pants up. The hoisin. That is liba yesa erva.
And you have your belt
You can go down and just say, put on another belt. Your belt is on, you go to go.
Why are you wearing a belt? And there's a second belt of Hikoin Likras Elokecha Yisrael, like the Kohen Gadol. Two belts.